The first point is that this story is to be understood in a literary way, because Jesus himself, he explains that at the day of judgment, people from Nineveh, they will be there, and they listen to the sermon of Jonah. And that's actually what is going to happen. So Jesus, he has a preposition that people in Nineveh, they lived in Nineveh at that time. And Jonas, he came to them at that time. And he also tells that Jonas, he was in the womb of the big fish 3 days and three nights. So it's to be understood literally, even if we think it is impossible. It's not impossible for God. The second way to understand this story is the pictorial way. It's like a story which tells something about God's people. Jonas, he is a picture of God's people. God's people, they did not follow the way of God in Israel. They should be God's witness to the heathens, but they didn't witness to the heathens. And then God, he sent them war, and he took them away from their beloved country. They got in captivity in Babylonia for 70 years. Did God then forsake his people? No. He took them there to change their hearts and to turn them back to himself by faith in his promise. And that happened for part of God's people, just like it happened for Jonah. That's the second way to understand this story. The third way of reading this text is what Jesus shows us in the gospel, that like Jonah was in the whale 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man will be in the womb of the earth 3 days and three nights. And he was there to carry our sins. He was put in the grave because he was recognized to be a sinner by God in our stead. So when we have sins, and we do, and we have many sins, maybe not very, 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 very awful things which may disturb other people a lot, like Hitler and Stalin, that we will be recognized all our sins on the day of judgment, what we said, what was wrong, what we did, what was wrong against our neighbor and our family. But Jesus, he is your Jonah, who took your sins on him, and he was put into the grave in your place. And he rose again, and he tells us, go and preach this gospel to all the world. This is the third meaning of the Jonah story, the Christ meaning. The fourth and the last meaning to take from this story is that Jonah, he's teaching us that we can have hope even if everything seems hopeless. It seemed to be hopeless for the seamen on the ship. It seemed as if they would all die, but it was a blessing that this storm came. And through this storm, their hearts would change, and they got to know the living God. And Jonas, when he was put into the sea, it seemed as if everything was bad for him, but it was a blessing for him. When you are hit by sickness, by troubles, by all kind of problems, know that it is in God's hands. Also, the bad times are in God's hands, and he's preparing you for heaven, and he's promising that everything will turn out for the good, for good for those who love God, those who are called by God. So let us cling to the Holy Gospel, that Jesus, he died and rose for us. In this faith, we can stand against all kinds of trouble, believing in Jesus Christ. This is the fourth and last meaning of this story, that when everything seems hopeless, just have faith in God. He is in power. Amen.